I am homeless, and it's fine.
I'm joking, I'm not homeless.
I just feel like a homeless person. Because I currently have a blanket draped around me, because it's, like, it's cold. But, I'm a do this shit. Because I can. Okay. Okay. No internet connection. No internet. Damn, I really want to see it. Okay, but there are Wi-Fi bars and you're telling me that they're not connected. Don't lie to me. So, welcome back to Washing Machine Lin 10. I thought a lot about like what I wanted to do for, you know, then. For whatchamacallit, I didn't even fucking know later on. Too many things. What the fuck is going on? Sorry, I just need a moment. Okay. Clear that. Trash layout. Trash these. Okay. Yes, Washing Machine Lin 10. I thought a lot about what I wanted to do, you know, for my 10th episode. But, shit, why the fuck no? Okay, I thought a lot about what I wanted to do for my 10th episode. I was thinking, like, you know, I should make it, like, kind of special. And I thought that, like, maybe I should ask you guys for some help, you know? But then I decided that, like, there is no point in making this special because this wasn't special to begin with. Like, okay, how she think? Themselves. Okay, yeah, so I thought about, like, having a more, how should I call it? No, I thought I would have a bit more of a woo time, you know, if I pretend, but Washing Machine Lin was literally created for my mundane shit, so it'd be like that sometimes. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not getting distracted, but like, same thing as before, I'm doing work, but this isn't like graded or anything, this is a, okay, I can use themselves, but if it's formal, then it should be themselves. Okay, then themselves it is. Okay, so, I have a project that I do. I was gonna say the name of the thing, but I realized I shouldn't. Basically, I interview someone every month about what, you know, their passion or like their craft. Oh man, this completely messes up my shit. I hate this. Yeah, basically I interview someone about like the craft and like I write about it. Yeah. So nothing very special. So I'm already done with this, but the thing is that the artist I interviewed, I don't know whether I missed it or whether, like, I just didn't know. Let me just check. Oh, I didn't ask. Fuck. Yeah, so I kind of assumed that they were referred to as she or her, but no, it's they refer to themselves as they, them, and I completely overlooked that. Fuck. I apologize a lot. So now I have to change all the pronouns in my thing. So I'm doing that. And that's the rumor, if you can hear it. Right, music. Okay, so I have some music that I want to play. It'll be kind of fun, and you know, to jazz things up a little bit. I'm gonna turn on some a rainy mood, because who doesn't like it when it's raining? Fake rain, and I'm gonna play the playlist that I play together with this, because it works. Okay, I'm gonna be silent for a bit, so do this. This is the 10th episode special. I'm so sorry, it's been nothing so far. I'm just like, I just felt like it comes on. Have a good time. Okay, this is good. Wait. There we go. I was working on this like the whole of the day, and I got so frustrated in doing my layout. Like, I just wanted to like just bash my head against the laptop. It was so annoying. I am trying to learn this song on the piano. Wait, what? Oh, okay. The F. F not. F not. Then I don't like doing this. They had met, yeah. This is how you know that my English is questionable. Bangtan recently released their new album. So, they made. Okay, I'm just gonna finish this first. Why did I tap there and say? They would draw. They would not. They would do it. 就是因为那个森林因为那边就看起森林的感觉。Am I using the word day too much? I think I'll just change that to your name. Okay, then that way it doesn't seem like... Okay, good. I'm editing my work by doing this. Do I like it? No. Do I have to do it? Yes. But their art is like super pretty, so... Dang. Panic. Okay, so I installed like this like bootleg Photoshop thing and like they were charging very specifically. Okay, great. So basically like if I wanna put breaks I have to put like the enter, you know, like because I can't just adjust the text box to like determine like where it stops and ends. Because if I adjust the text box, the size of the text box, like, it increases the font size for some stupid reason. So, I have to basically create, like, a new paragraph every time I want to move on to, like, the line below. Which is like, very frustrating if that's just one big line, and I hate it. And basically, every time I change, like, a sentence structure or whatever, I basically have to change, like, the layout of the paragraph, which is very frustrating. So this is making me very upset right now, but honestly it was really my fault because I did not clarify. Yeah, I did not clarify before writing this. So this really is my personal problem. Okay, but we're done with it. Okay. If I'm gonna be very vulnerable right now, I cried to this song because I was very upset. And when I listened to this, like, and we're gonna be happy, that made me fucking sad, right? Like, damn right, we are gonna be fucking happy, but at the same time, like, can I barely be happy? Hashtag emo hours. Damn. Okay, I think I'm done. Now I have to fucking crop everything again. I hate this. Okay, but it's okay. We're doing this to... Fuck. Wait. I missed that one. Fuck. They fail. Did it kill anything? Okay, then go. Okay. I'm just gonna... Okay, let me just check this. Okay, this is your own word, so it's fine. god, where do I keep? Oh, thank god, I mean, I hate myself sometimes. Like, what the fuck was wrong with me? Like, god, you had one job. One job. Okay. Yep, okay. Okay, great. Save this one. I'm very proud of this layout because it's like a kind of a new layout. I try. Okay, honestly, it's not even that new. Like, who am I kidding here? This is becoming so boring, especially for like a 10th episode, but honestly, it really be like that sometimes. Okay, at least we got this one. Now I just need to find which one is the new one. Yep, you're the misaligned one. Go away. Hate the most cropping. Okay, so complaining about like this shitty ass art tool that I have, this design tool that I downloaded. It sucks balls. Like, basically, when you try to save it as like a PNG or a JPG or like a JPEG file, like no matter how much you put, no matter how high you put the resolution, it's always just gonna come out like shit. So the best way to view your work is to take screenshots of it. Which is so stupid, like what the hell? Okay. Okay. Yeah, so right now what I've done is that I've taken screenshots of like all my work, and now I'm gonna crop them into appropriate sizes so they look like pages. The first time I did design work, I actually did it on like literal pages, like the MacBook equivalent to Microsoft Word pages, and it came out kind of okay, but it came out okay for like what I was trying to do. I was basically trying to make like a little collage for my friends, and then I printed it out and framed it. So yeah, like that was my very first work. And then I tried making magazine mockups through through pages, and it was like the worst thing ever because it was so hard to use. And then I found this free tool, and now I regret it because like fucking hard to use. Like, why is it so hard to use? When I came back to Singapore, or at least like when I was on my way to the airport to go back home, I was playing this song and I suddenly got very emotional. This is a song about like leaving and like, you know, remember who wherever you are, and I'm just like, you know, I'm really just going back for a holiday. I got emotional about that. So yeah, I got emotional listening to the song, but it's okay. To resend this later. Goddamn. this playlist is my raining and sad playlist. It's not raining, neither am I very sad, but I am in the mood for some sad rainy things. So we're listening to this. This playlist is called Pitter Patter Did I Stutter. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Oh my god, look at this. This reminds me of like 8 tracks. 8 tracks playlist. Does 8 tracks still exist? Real questions, I'm checking now. Oh my god, it still does. But I mean like it's gone, yeah, it's gone worse. Oh my god. Okay, wait. I used to go to 8-Tracks. Oh fuck, I already found like the Wattpad, like I found a Wattpad playlist. You're sinking into my soul. I am the wind. Let's go far, far away from home. You're not mine, I'm not yours. For the wandering mind, mythology of the earth. For the dreamers and hopeless romantics. Oh my god, this is horrible. What is going on? Wait, now I want to know what this sounds like. I used to love 8-Tracks. Oh my god. Yeah, you know what, fuck this. 8-Tracks is going bad. But yeah, I used to be like a Wattpad girl. Is anyone surprised? No. Am I ashamed of it? Yes. Am I still gonna talk about it anyway? Also yes. So like I've been a fan of like 5 Seconds of Summer since I was like 14. So and like Wattpad, and I was like a really big like Wattpad fan back then as well. So what would happen was that like girls on Wattpad, or like fanfic writers on Wattpad, would post like an 8-Tracks playlist for their story, and I would go listen to them. And there was this one song, because I would read a lot of fanfiction on Luke Hemmings, the main vocal. I have accepted the fact that I love a good main vocal, and there's nothing we can do about it. This line is not up to, it's not perpendicular, but no one will see it, so it's fine. You know what, I'll forget about it tomorrow. Money, no, wait. Okay, yeah, so I would read a lot of fanfiction about Luke, and there was this one song that every 8-Tracks playlist had called Baby Blue Eyes, because Luke had blue eyes. But he didn't, but he still has them. Actually, you know what, let me try to find that song. I can't remember who it's by. Baby Blue. It's oh shit. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah, they're called A Rocket to the Moon. Oh my god, no, why do I not like my liked songs go away? Oh my god, I want to listen to these. Like, I used to listen to that, and Ever Enough, yeah. Oh my god. Sukashi. Oh my god. This brings back so many memories. I'm like getting mildly. Eh. Ew. It's a bad, I still remember the song. Stay with me by my side, till the morning through the night. Okay, this song isn't as bad as I remember, but it's kind of like cringy. Why is it so cringy? What the fuck? This was like released in 2013, I think. Let me check. 2009, G. Okay, yeah, this is a 2009 song. She always sees that she always falls. Oh my god. This was really like me when I was like going through the hole. I'm not like other girls' face. Disgusting, disgusting. We are no longer that person. But we will accept her for who she was and how she has grown. We love her for who she is now and who she was then, because without then, we wouldn't be happy now and we wouldn't have grown. So we love 2013, 2014 me, and it's perfectly okay. What the fuck are these on? Okay. I hate calling. Okay, I'm done cropping. Time to upload it. Not this folder. Draw to me. Is she only known for her eyes? What the fuck is going on? Oh, I forgot to crop the fucking cover. I hate cropping the cover because I made it in such a nonsense color. And now I have to live with my stupidity for this in my life. Like, I have to like zoom in like shit just to see this. Baby blue eyes, who I think this one is like we used to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, these are such old songs. Like why the fuck did I like these? Oh my god, get some taste! Get some taste! Okay, let me just... Ew, this is such cringy music. Go away. That is bad, okay? Like... I don't know, something about it don't feel right. This is another one of the songs. Fuck. I can't believe I used to like this kind of music. 8 tracks. Back in my day. Back in my day. Timeline. Address by pronoun? Okay, what time is it in Holland? PM, okay, great. Line, right. I'm sorry, I'm like a bit slow right now. Oh, Shinsuke's birthday. Wait, what am I doing? Go away. Oh, remember I read like a fanfiction on this, and like apparently you had amnesia or whatever, and then like Luke, he would like play this song for you, and it's like suddenly all like the memories came like flooding back in. Something I told, and it was like, and then like YN basically remembered everything, and you would be like, oh my lord. My goal for this year is to ask popular creator TikTok on TikTok, Danny Garrison, to be part of my project for free, because I can't pay him anything. Oh my god, old songs. Really old songs. You know what, I'm glad that I don't listen to this anymore. Yep, let's listen to some Day6 to cleanse ourselves from these things. But yeah, 8-tracks used to be like really popular, and every Wattpad girl would like use them. Tumblr as well. I think I had a bunch of 8-track playlists as well, but I think they're all gone now, ever since they revamped their whole thing of a bulb. So yeah, Spotify is where it's at. Yeah, I have like a bunch of playlists. I have no idea how many. Let me check. Four, eight, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28, 32. Public playlist? I assume? I don't know. Like, there seems to be a lot, but yeah. Oh no, I think there's a lot more. Oh no. Let's just see. Oh, 46, sorry. When I click a new playlist, it says playlist number 46, so it'd be like that sometimes. But yeah, yeah. I have way too many playlists. And like, even looking at like the names, like these would definitely fall under some kind of like 8-tracks playlist. Sungjin feels like home. Okay. Bandos, soft bandos. The shoujo manga gals. Yeah. I don't actually have a playlist called Washing Machine. Maybe I should create one someday. What else to talk about? Oh my god, this has been running for 35 minutes. I'm so sorry. But it's the 10th episode, I'll do whatever I want. I'm joking. yeah, what else? Okay. I kind of have decided that like maybe I wouldn't do very, very PTA focused audios anymore. Simply because I feel very uncomfortable when I do them, and even when I listen back to it, or like when I try to listen back to it, like firstly I can't because like
I know I'm acting, and secondly, it's bad acting.
Thirdly, it feels kind of like, it doesn't feel very genuine. I feel like I'm saying a lot of things by pretending that like someone is actually there with me, and it doesn't feel very real. I mean, well, it really isn't. Well, it isn't real to begin with, but it doesn't. How should I say? Like, it feels like I'm saying stuff as if someone's there for the sake of saying it, and I feel like it comes off as insincere, and like it might break the illusion for listeners. So I don't know, I was thinking like maybe I shouldn't, or rather like I will probably cut down on those. Not, I mean, I say this as if like I post like every single fucking day. I really don't. Like, even making washing machine then it's like, I think I have something important to say, or like I'm just bored, so I'm just gonna turn this on. So, yeah. Yeah, and I kind of prefer doing washing machine then a lot more. Not, yeah, I shouldn't say kind of. Like, I prefer doing this a lot more because I am. It gives me a chance to be self-centered. That's such a bad thing to say. I'm so sorry. I don't know. How should I say? Like, it feels like I'm chatting with a friend as opposed to like pretending to chat with a friend. Do you get what I mean? I hope you get what I mean. If you don't get what I mean, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's yeah. Like, it feels a bit more real because I can make mistakes, and like it wouldn't bother me too much because like I'm not like playing a role or anything. So like if I made a mistake, then I can just be like, "Fuck, I made a mistake," as opposed to like having to like re-record every fucking time, or like having to pause the audio from them and be like, "Okay, this is the line that I need to say," and I press play and I'm just like, this is the line that I'm going to say, and if like, I mess up, I have to re-record the entire thing, and I'm like, especially towards like the end of an audio, like when I'm trying my best to like not make any mistake, because it means I have to re-record the entire thing because I don't know how to improv very well. And when I do improv, like I tend to go silent for a really long period of time, and that ain't great. So yeah, I thought I would just like, I don't know, maybe if I wanted to do like a script fill, I would do that. Like, if I was in the mood to like, kind of, like, get into the role of like being someone who will get who is giving the illusion of being physically intimate with someone else, I will do it, because like, I mean, it's fun every once in a while to like bring out like the actor in me, but I'm not a very good actress, as some might say. Not as some might say, everyone says that, like I'm a bad actress. Ooh, I am a disgrace. Art school fool. yeah, so yeah, besides like the rambling ones are like more fun because I get listened back to it and I'm just like, damn, I'm so stupid, but I love myself. occasionally. Sometimes like it doesn't work out. I listen to it and I'm just like, ew, like why do I sound like this? Ugh. But yeah. So I hope you, whoever's listening right now, will continue to like stick by my nonsense rambles, and it's good to know that there's always someone who sends me a DM, be it a dick pic or someone asking for a reading or someone who just had like a who just wanted to have like a conversation about washing machine. You know, thank you for your DMs. Don't send me your pictures of your genitals because like that's not fun to see. It's like, who asked? Cause I didn't ask. Like, why? But yeah.
an update. I think it was like 2 washing machine lengths ago. I had like a little sad moment about like being single and shit. Because like, I got stood up. Continuation. Like 8 days ago, I think so. I don't know. I don't fucking know when like he texted. But basically he texted me out of the blue and was like, hey, and I was like, hey, and like, who the fuck are you? I was very put off by this. I was like, why? Why are you talking to me? Like, who asked? Who asked? Let me find the screenshot. Like, that I sent to my friends. I was just like, what the F is this? There it is. Okay. So, he suddenly sent me a GIF of, like, a rat crying. And I was just like, is this supposed to be me or is this supposed to be you? Okay. I didn't actually say that. And then, like, his next text was, it took about 18 days just to muster up the courage to listen to that. And I was like, like, sorry, what? Because, like, I sent him a voice message to tell him that, like, what a horrible and upsetting thing it was to get stood up, okay? And I have 2 fucking questions. So what do you want from me? And did you actually forget? And he answered, neither. For like about 2 hours, I was like, I'm not gonna reply, okay? I'm not gonna reply. And then I like deleted the chat and everything. And then 2 hours later, I was just like, okay, but I kind of want closure. So I went to go text him. I was just like, what do you want? And he was like, nothing. I just want to say hey. And then he put like the little like frowny face emoji, like the colon and then the slash. Yeah, he put that. And I was just like, okay, cool. And he asked, are you mad at me? Me, would it be unreasonable if I was him? No, you've got every right to be mad. Then I just replied, and there you have it. And it was just like silence for like another 2 hours. He didn't respond to any of my questions. He didn't reply to that. And I was watching Tara's house, and the commenters were just like, why don't people ever take like your friend's advice? Like, it's so annoying. And then the more I thought about it, I was just like, everyone's like me to block him. Why wasn't I blocking him? So I was just like, I don't need his answer, because clearly he can't be asked to like respond. And like, I shouldn't have to put myself, I shouldn't be the one waiting for his response. Like, I shouldn't have to be the one who's like, I don't know, like, waiting or like, or have to seek closure when it's not my fault that this happened. So I just blocked him in every way possible. And I occasionally get like the urge to kind of like unblock and see whether he would text again, but I am refraining myself from doing that, because if I were to unblock him, I feel like I would lose a lot of respect for myself. And we will not be that person. We will be nicer to ourselves this year. We're not gonna let toxic losers come into our DMs and think that they own me and everything that I am. Okay? Like, fuck it. Okay? I am my own person. Oh, she replied. Okay, yeah, so there's that. I don't know what he replied. I will never know what he replied. And it's okay that I don't know, because it will probably not satisfy me in any way. It would probably just make me like really fucking annoyed. Sorry, you just texted my friends. Or like friends who only come to me for like some kind of fucking, some fucking, fucking thing. So yeah, that's what
Okay, basically, so mean. That's what they remove, bitch. Oh man, she didn't quit middle of the night. Fuck off. Okay, basically, I introduced one of my friends to like the song, and I was just like, oh yeah, just listen to like my playlist, blah blah blah. And then now she has her own playlist, which is basically my playlist, and it says, but reworked with additions and removals. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, I can't believe this. This is disrespectful. No, it's not. She kept like almost everything, except for like one song. And then she added like the whole off map of the song. What the F? Okay. And Mono. Okay, cool. Whatever. But yeah. Anything else to update on? Oh, I've been playing BitLife recently. What the fuck? Recently. Because my friends have been telling me to play BitLife, so I downloaded BitLife, and goddamn it, it's so addictive. Like, I think I said because you just like manually like press when you want to age, and like it gets repetitive suddenly. But it made me realize like how much pressure we put on ourselves like in the start of our years. Okay, because like when you're an infant, you're an infant, and then like once you start going to school, it's like you're putting so much effort into like making friends, working hard, getting, and then like you're thinking like, oh, like I have to get a part-time job, if not, because like when I take out a loan for university, like I need to pay back, so like it's good to have some money on me at first. And then like you're stressed out by like what extracurricular activities you need, like what cliques you want to join, gotta like take care of your health and everything, so that, you know, I'm so sorry. What else? Yeah, and then like go into university, and then if you graduate university, are you gonna go to graduate school? If you can't afford graduate school, then you're gonna have to work. And if you work, trying to go into like the, what do you call it, like the career of your choice is so difficult because you're literally starting from the bottom and you still have student loans to pay. And the whole dating thing, nightclubs, hooking up, all this stuff, like, you know, even though it's like a really simple text game where like, you know, you're literally just like choosing options, and like you can make every year like last as long as you want to because you're literally choosing when you want to age, like I realized that I put in so much work into all like my characters, like up to like their 30, where they have like a stable job. And like, especially when I got to, for some characters, like when I didn't go ham on them, like I did for like a delinquent who like basically got his back slashed by his sister because I punched her. That was pretty fun. Like for some of my characters who I had them like live like successfully, especially towards the end of their lives, like from their 50s all the way until like their 70s, like it was just so boring. And like from 74, because that's when you're supposed to have retired, like you're just literally waiting to die. And like the game really gets boring the moment that you start working, and you're just like working to like pay off your debts, working to like get a house, working so that you can adopt a child or whatever, or like, you know, do more like travel and everything, and you're working so hard. And then like once you hit, and then at one point like it just becomes repetitive, and like it's no longer fun. It's always fun like at the beginning when like you're shaping your own life, but it's like, why is it that towards the end of it, like I don't get to shape the way my life goes anymore, you know? Like, I'm just working and I'm just spending money, I'm going on traveling, and like there's nothing exciting for me to do because I can't make new friends like once I'm done with work, you know?
and like past like the age of 74, I can't go back to school either. So like if I didn't make enough friends before, then I'm bored now because I've no one to hang out with. I'm literally going out alone. Which makes me worry about like what my future is going to be like, because like whatever, I'm like putting in so much effort now, and then like the moment I hit like my 60s, however, like, or no, not even like 60s, the moment I hit my 30s, like it's just gonna be me paying back like my student loans, struggling to get a good job, you know, like, and there's just nothing. Even though I'm barely like halfway through my life. Because one of my characters got to live up to like 120 years old, and the other one lived up to like 90, and I was like, if I were to live up until 90, I'm only 20 this year. I still have like 70 years to go. So why am I being made to rush? Oh my god. Oh no. So should I not be rushing? But everyone's rushing in this, in today's society. What the fuck? But I have so much to live for. Like, why am I rushing every day? Like, where does it feel like my life ends the moment I hit 30? Like, actually, oh my god. It really does feel like, how should I say? And I've ended my 20s, which means that like, I can be like wild and free and everything, but like, by the time I'm 30, like, I need to have like settled down, like I have like a stable job, like people expect you to be like married by then, mayhaps like have a kid or two, and basically have like a nuclear family, and it's like part of me is like, what if I don't get that? But at the same time, I'm also like, having played the game, like I know that that's not the middle. Do you get what I mean? Like, I know I still haven't reached like halfway through my life yet. And then I'll be entering a world of monotony. What the fuck? Like, life is literally gonna be so monotonous. Oh my god. Like, this is horrible. I just wish like things could slow down a bit. Yeah. Like, it really sucks that we have to rush so much when we're younger, even though it should be a time when like we should be experimenting. But instead we're rushing to like create like a fort, like a stable fort for us to like live in. Man, that fucking sucks. That really sucks. What the fuck? this is horrible. Like, yeah, it really fucking sucks. What the F? Why do we live like this? I hope that I wouldn't have to rush too much, because that would suck balls, and we don't want that. Wait, where are the questions to go? I really don't want to be put in a position where I am, where I don't feel
like satisfied with what I'm. Oh no, no. I don't like this. Like. Like, now I feel so pressured. I don't like it. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, okay. Yeah, like... Nandakke? Like, currently I'm working so hard to, like, try and become, like, a journalist and shit, but... Like... What if my drive to, like, build up my portfolio leads me to missing out a lot in life, you know? Like, okay, yeah, like on Tinder bios and shit, I'm like, haha, I'm an overachiever and you have to live with it. I'm a fucking nerd. And honestly, I accept that's who I am. But it worries me because what if, because I'm so oriented on my studies and my need to, like, not say not just my need, but like the need to, you know, have like a stable lifestyle in the future is preventing me from experiencing so much more in life. Like, I'm 20 this year, but I haven't dated anyone properly. I haven't kissed anyone. I mean, like, sometimes I think like these and just make me like really insecure. Like, I'm just like, I'm 20, like what the fuck do I spend my teens doing? And I just think about it and I'm like, I've been fucking studying my entire life and I still feel compelled to study because I'm scared that like if I don't focus on studying, like I'm not gonna be able to do anything as like an adult. At the same time, like, if I haven't done anything, the moment I reach an adult, it doesn't matter whether I have a successful career or not. Because people are just gonna be like, what the fuck do you do during your youth? And I'm just like, preparing myself to society so I don't get scolded and I'm getting bored for not spending my youth more. I fucking hate this. What the F? This is horrible. This is such a horrible, horrible world we live in. I am so sorry for anyone who's listening and is having the same breakdown as I am. I am so, so sorry. But what the fuck? Like literally, what the fuck? No. Oh. Oh my god! I hate this. I hate this. I'm really not happy. I'm not happy at all. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just telling myself that like I just need to wait. I just need to wait it out. Like, if I'm patient, it will come, because clearly me being hasty hasn't led to anything good so far. We're going to be nicer to ourselves. We are going to be nicer to ourselves. We are not going to beat ourselves up for something so trivial when we are made for bigger things. Yeah. Like, there is nothing wrong with being a bit slow. It's fine to be slow. Yeah. Perfectly fine. And it is. It really is. It is. I'm working towards my dream. Okay? Like, a 3-month relationship will shape me as a person. And it will can potentially help me in my dreams. But if nothing comes out of it, it's just a hindrance. So it's fine. We just have to wait, you know? We just have to wait. And like, if they were a toxic person, then that would have just been a waste of time. So that ain't it either, chief. So it's fine. It's fine. We are not going to be desperate. We're gonna love ourselves more. And it's perfectly fine. Okay, that being said, I want to buy a secondhand like keyboard when I go back to Tokyo, because one thing I realized is that like I'm still really scared about playing the piano at home, because like there's always people listening, and it makes me feel very self-conscious when people come listen to me playing the piano and then they listen to how bad I am and they're just like, what the fuck are you doing? And also like if I want to play like accompaniment to like Korean songs and sing to it, like I really don't feel very comfortable doing that. So I was thinking like now that I have so much alone time in Japan, like I should get myself like a cheap keyboard and practice there, and then I'll come back home and I'll play an amazing piece on the piano and everyone's gonna be like, whoa, when did she learn that? And it was because I practiced at home when no one was watching, because none of y'all can watch me. Hey, so yeah. So yeah, I hope I can find like a pretty good one soon. Yeah. Okay, this has taken up like an hour, so I'm gonna stop now. To anyone who might have like freaked out by like talking about like, oh, like I'm doing nothing with my life and all that shit, I can't say that it'll be okay, because for me right now it doesn't feel like it's okay, but we will get through this trying time together. Hopefully we will be able to overthrow like whatever twisted shit the society is on, so that we wouldn't have to feel so pressured about like having to complete everything in our 20s and then moving on to the monotonous life of 30s and onwards, you know? Like, no one should fade to grey that early, because you're not even halfway through your life. In fact, you shouldn't even have peaked yet. You should be peaking like in the middle of your life, and you slowly go down as you, like, as your body deteriorates, like your performance deteriorates. That's how it should be, okay? You shouldn't be deteriorating so early. That's not how the bell curve works. Yeah. I mean, well, the bell curve could work that way, but no, we're gonna make it a nice bell curve, one that is symmetrical. Okay. Yeah. So I am gonna work towards bettering myself as a person, to be more confident, to stop being so self-conscious, you know? And while it is important, well, at least a reminder to myself that while it is important to focus on what I want to do in the future and my dreams and everything, I should also participate more in like socially, you know? And that means like taking a couple of drugs here and there. So be it. That was probably not the best note to end on. But either way, it will be, even though it doesn't seem like it will be alright now, it will be alright at some point. And when that point comes, we just need to appreciate it more rather than asking for more, because it came from nothing. Okay, we got this. It is 12:42 a.m. I need to sleep because I have to wake up early. I have a couple things I need to do. I hope to be able to publish this by like tomorrow morning. Send the questions out to my friend by tomorrow morning as well. And then go for my lunch with like my classmates. And then I'm gonna go karaoke. Yes, okay, great. Good night. If you're listening to this at night, or good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this, if you're going to work, if you're coming off work, if you're going to school, if you're coming from school, if you're just traveling in general, like, hopefully everything's all good. And if it isn't good, it's okay, because you're not the only one suffering. You have a lot of other people who are suffering along with you, and that's great, because it means that you're not alone. And like, as immature and bad as it is, if you're suffering, just know that there's someone out there who has it worse than you. And that should make you feel better, because like, you're not suffering as bad as it. Like, okay, I don't mean it as like, oh, you shouldn't be like complaining so much, but more of like a, I am fine because I know that I don't have it as bad as this other person, and I would be fucking miserable if I was in their position. So my misery now is not that great, and I'm happy that someone else, that I'm not that someone else who is suffering badly. Not that I'm happy that someone else is suffering badly, but like, you know what, I feel like I'm taking myself in a grave. You know what? Wallow in your problems, feel bad about yourself, and then the next day you get up and do it like better, okay? Like, you do that, I will do that too, okay? Or rather, we will both try to do it too, because trying is better than doing nothing. Okay, yeah, I really need to go sleep. I'm like really fucking tired. So yeah, bye. Hope you enjoyed episode number 10 of Washing Machine Lynn. Should I have a jingle at the end? No, because I don't want to sing. Okay, bye!